There's a Buddhist adage that says, no mud, no lotus. Paradoxically, this magnificent flower can only grow out of mud. The lotus is used symbolically to represent happiness blooming from suffering. I think of this adage when reflecting on what our city is going through and what good might come of it. It would be impossible to deny the staggering suffering in our city. As many people were killed in Baltimore City last year as the entire enrollment of the high school that I attended. The key to transcending the suffering is not to turn our back on it, but rather to compassionately embrace it and to understand its causation. We have no hope of altering the city's trajectory unless we embrace what Dan Roderick's described as our reality problem. Thankfully, the problems that are eroding the corpus of our city have now been illuminated. Difficult conversations about what must be done to make the city great are finally taking place. The suffering is now being embraced. These discussions are now taking place from boardrooms to living rooms to religious institutions to incredible nonprofits across Baltimore. While it is encouraging to see so many people joining the narrative, words alone aren't going to divert such a deep river. Instead, it is time for each of us to use whatever gift, talent, or profession we have to make a difference. A teacher can shape the mind of a child, a pastor can touch a soul, an activist can make us aware, a leader can lead, a builder can build, a police department can protect and serve. A newly elected mayor can lead the city towards greatness. It feels to me like the lotus is ready to bloom.